It's time for the Christian Yellow Pages radio show, putting you in touch with great Bay Area businesses, ministries, and events. Now, your host, Cole Nevin.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Today, we have a very special guest. This is a gentleman that has produced 22 number one hits, Grammys, AMAs, ACMs, and 7 Dove Awards. Really needs no introduction, Randy Travis. Randy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, good to be with you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you, Randy. And, Randy, I wanted to ask you about one of my all-time personal favorite songs, That Was Us. Just curious to see if you could maybe share what was behind the scenes with that song.
I'd be glad to. That was an album that was called Passing Through. Yeah, it's neat that you bring that up. I appreciate it. But I feel like some great, great material on this whole album. That one in particular, I'm glad you mentioned that because I remember hearing it and thinking, we need to record that. That's a wonderful piece of writing. And the way it starts off, I mean, it just hit home for me. You know, I've always been honest in the press about my background, and that you're not exactly a nice kid. I'll just say that.
Right.
You know, it starts off about that $20 out of mama's purse bought us a tank of gas.
That's right.
Red man tobacco when we were just teenage kids. But the thing is, it goes off on that kind of storyline, and as I'm first listening to the demo on it, I'm thinking, well, where is this going to end up?
Right.
But the way that it redeems itself at the end of that story by helping the same old man that they were kind of driving crazy in the first of the song,
exactly.
It really is a neat story.
Absolutely. You know, I think we can all relate to it because we've all got a little rascal in us. And also, it's an encouraging message because, you know, the good old boys causing trouble down the road can turn out to do some really great things as well.
That's right. And as we're growing up, especially in small towns like I grew up in, it seems like it must be somewhere in the 90 percentile area.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know, maybe we didn't have enough to do. You ended up getting into whatever kind of mess with me. It was, and again, I've been always upfront about it. It was the drugs and the alcohol and a lot of both at an early age. And then, you know, you finally come to that point and realize I really need to straighten up. As a matter of fact, I remember thinking many times, if not having been taken care of, by God, I would have been dead because I had joked about this and doing testimonies, you know. I said, you know, I've totaled 4 cars, 2 motorcycles, and a horse and buggy. But where the Bible speaks about it, give his angels charge over you to protect you on your way. And I said, I truly, truly believe that to be true. Know that I've experienced it. And in talking to some of these pastors, jokingly say something like, you know, there has to be times in my past when some of those angels were saying, just kill it. Just get it over with. It's where he's going anyway.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
That's great.
You're right. And that song says that so very well. That rascal that's there in everybody. Eventually, most of them grow up and become a usable part of society, I guess I could say.
Absolutely, that's right. And, Randy, I know the Bay Area is looking forward to seeing you on Sunday, and I very much appreciate you taking the time to be with me on the show here today.
Yeah, Cole, great, great talking to you, and look forward to being there and hopefully getting to meet you in person and see a whole lot of folks there in the audience. And, you know, I have been working in front of an audience since I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's been a good 10 years now.
Right.
It has never come to that point that I don't walk up on stage and just love it. It's a wonderful exchange of energy. I've never felt that kind of feeling doing anything else. You guys come out and have fun with us because we truly do enjoy it. And a great talk to you, Cole.
Thank you very much, Randy, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
All right, take care.
All righty, and folks, UptownTheaterNapa.com for more information. This Sunday, October 24th, doors open at 6:30, show starts at 8 p.m. Come out and see Randy Travis, and again, you can get information about many Christian events in Northern California on our events page, NorCalChristianEvents.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.